biscuits, cause it's King Biscuit time on KFFA Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, Robert Jr. Lockwood and the King Biscuit Entertainers.
Good evening, everybody. Tell me, how do you do?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good evening, everybody. Tell me, how do you do?
Told you I was all right.
We're the King Biscuit Boys, and we have come out to welcome you. Every morning for my breakfast, put King Biscuit on my feet.
Me too.
Every morning for my breakfast, put King Biscuit on my feet. I'm inviting all my friends and all my next door neighbors.
And a very pleasant good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to program number 14,772 of the original King Biscuit Time program, sponsored by Crowley's Ridge Technical Institute of Forest City, Arkansas. Also brought to you by Economy Drugs right here in Helena, King Biscuit Time Souvenirs, and Phillips Community College of the University of Arkansas. Hi, everyone. Sunshine Sunny Payne broadcasting live from the Delta Cultural Center right here in the historic downtown Helena. Got a very special guest today from down under. I didn't say we're down under, but he's from down under. And he crawled out from down under and came up here on top, all the way from Australia. We're talking about the sugarcane man himself. Sugarcane baby calls himself, whatever. And we're talking about our good friend Andy Collins. We'll be talking to Andy and listening to some of his music. But first of all, we open our show, as always, with Sonny Boy Williamson and Come On Back Home, Baby. Thank you. Tucson, opening it with Come On Back Home. Here he is right back with Stop Your Crying.
Well, I want you to stop crying.
Williamson opening our show today with Stop Crying and Come On Back Home, Baby. Coming up is our special guest right after the break.
It's never been so easy to get a college degree. Phillips Community College offers the first 2 years of college basics right in your own backyard, and hours are transferable to most colleges and universities. Fall classes start at Phillips on August the 22nd. Not only are classes offered during the day and evening, but also online and weekends. Register now and choose Phillips Community College for your first 2 years.
Thanks, Rose, for that wonderful information. Education's the name of it. Right here in our own backyard. Check it out now and get the education. We have a very special guest with us today. After 56 and a half emails and 4 phone calls. Yeah, we finally got him here. Only he did the emailing because I don't like to go down under. It's too cold down there this time of the year. Not where he's from. Anyway, we'll be quiet and introduce our good friend, Mr. Andy Collins.
Good afternoon, Sonny Boy. Good afternoon, listeners. It's great to be here.
Andy, what's the name of that town? We had 2 gentlemen from Sydney, and the way they said, I can't say it. I didn't...
Where I come from?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I live about 2,000 miles north of Sydney in a place called Cairns. think of three cans of tomatoes.
Oh, three cans.
Otherwise
of
known
tomatoes.
As tomatoes, but think cans, spelt C-A-I-R-N-S. Yeah. Beautiful town on the east coast, on the Pacific Ocean. It's a
where
very
you
pretty
come
place.
From is similar to Florida.
Well, you
it stays warm year round.
You're dead right. We're about 500 miles north of the Tropic of Capricorn, so it never gets cold. I don't even own a jumper. It's a beautiful warm part of the world. Even in winter up there, the temperatures in your language are probably about 70, 75, even up to 80 degrees. That's our winter temperatures.
That's wonderful weather.
I like it.
Yeah. How large a town is that?
About 120,000 people.
I have your CD, the one that we've been playing, Lake Street Serenade. We used to play that. We still do occasionally. For this young lady that goes to a college in Cleveland, Mississippi, Delta State College.
Oh.
And every so often they will call from that college and want to hear that song. But you are working on a brand new CD, and I think we have one tune out of the masters.
That's right. I've actually I'm currently working on it. I haven't actually mastered it yet. It's still a work in progress, but I thought if anybody in the United States should get the chance to broadcast one of my songs first, it should be Sonny Boy Payne. So yeah, it's a new album called Way Down the River, and it's a very bluesy, rootsy album. The first two albums, Lake Street Serenade included, were kind of singer-songwriter with blues content, but this one's all blues, all roots, all original.
All right, we'll play that, then come back and do a commercial. And you brought your work piece with you.
I did. I brought a guitar with me. The name of this track that you're going to play is called Got a Mind to Ramble.
Got a Mind to Ramble, similar to Robert Jr. Lockwood's. He's got one rambling on my mind.
Oh, okay.
Here we go. Andy Collins right here to do I've Got a Right to Ramble.
Got a Mind to Ramble.
Got a Mind to Ramble.
That road been calling out my name. I've been drifting like a ship on a stormy sea. Got a head full of blues, heart full of misery. Misery. Got a mind to ramble. Crying won't make me stay. The more you cry, darling, you're gonna drive me away. I've been drinking and worrying too. I've been wondering what I'm gonna do. What I'm gonna do. Change my name. gonna rise again. Dirt road been calling out my name. I've been drinking and worrying too. I've been wondering what I'm gonna do. What I'm gonna do.
Sandy Collins, and he said he was going to change his name. Is that how you got the nickname? What is it, Sugar Cane Baby?
Sugar Cane. No, not the baby, but Sugar Cane. No, well, do you want to know how I got the name?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, look, way back in the days when everybody used to drink and drive, I was playing a gig in a place called Port Douglas, which is about 70 or 80 k's north of Cairns. Back in those days, I used to drink before the gig, I drank during the gig, and I drank after the gig. And I left early, the guys were packing up, and I left early, and I went around a corner, and I didn't take the corner. Luckily, there was no embankment, and I drove straight off the road and out into the sugar cane and went to sleep at the wheel. And as the band packed up their gear and were on their way back to Cairns, they saw this track out through the sugar cane and the lights on and the whole thing. I'd stalled the engine, but the lights were still on. And they came out, and there I was, just slumped at the wheel, and I got the name Sugar Cane.
Stuck with it ever since.
It's stuck with it ever since. They found me in the sugar cane.
We'll be back with the sugar cane himself right after I do this. We'd like to remind all of you about our King Biscuitime souvenirs. And they include, I tell you what we have on hand. We have the T-shirts, the polo shirts, the sweatshirts, as well as caps. We also have shot glasses and mugs, beautifully decorated collectible plates, and King Biscuit Blues Festival posters, all 19. You don't have to buy the whole 19, but I'll give you a little tip. You can save money by buying the whole 19, then you got a complete collector's item. How about that? And the way you do that is visit our main studios of KFFA Radio out on Stringtown Road any Monday through Friday from 8:30 a.m. till 11:30 a.m. and in the afternoon from 1:30 p.m. to 5. Or if you'd like, you can visit with us here at the Delta Cultural Center, 141 Cherry in downtown Helena, where we do our program. And any Tuesday through Saturday from 9 to 5. And one of the young ladies out there will help you pick out your favorite Delta Cultural Center souvenir or your favorite King Biscuitime souvenir. Either one. Okay? Okay, you got it. And we got the cane himself, Sugar, that is. And I ain't going to call him Sugar. He's liable to knock me out. But anyway, Mr. Andy Collins, all the way from Cairns, Australia. And I see you brought your love of your life with you.
Yeah, I did. I brought this one all the way from Australia, stuck it on the plane, and it got here in one piece. And I've been traveling all around the country playing it and having a wonderful, wonderful time.
What brand is that?
That one's called a Takamine. It's a solid top, solid back and sides. Got a nice pickup for playing through PAs, and it's been my frontline guitar for about 5 years now.
Well, let's hear something.
Okay.
What are you going to do?
Well, I might play the title track to my new album. It's called Way Down the River, and what I tried to do is tell the story of the blues in four brief and to-the-point verses. Okay?
Let her rip.
We're down the river, where the blues began. So much beauty came from deep down in the Delta land, way down the river, deep down where the blues began. So much beauty came from a hostile, brutal land. Pick the cotton, yeah, and hold the corn, and live in slavery from the moment you were born. Sold down the river, deep down to the Delta land. And so much beauty came from my hostile, brutal land. At the end of the week, when the work was done, sing and dance to a distant tribal drum, and make new music with whatever comes to hand. And so much beauty came from deep down in the Delta land. Freedom comes, but then it's old Jim Crow. Any way you can get there, sweet home Chicago, you gonna play the blues and pay your dues. You're a Southside citizen. And dream of the days down south where the blues began. Down the river after a midnight shower rain, some lonesome woman's calling out some no good rambler's name, but the old Mississippi don't say nothing, but sure does understand. About the beauty and the terror deep down where the blues began. Way down the river, way down the river, way, way down the river.
How long did it take you to write that?
Well, I got the basic idea for it, but to actually get the lyrics right took me a couple of years to actually fine tune those lyrics. Yeah. But it took probably 25 years of studying the blues. You know, I've got a record collection nowhere near as big as yours, but I used to import records from the States, and I've read every book I can get my hand on, and it's 25 years in the making, you might say, that tune.
Muddy Waters once, not Muddy Waters, but somebody, I think it was Muddy or one of the artists, I've forgotten, who told a guitar player that was playing rhythm guitar with him. One time he said, you're not playing that guitar. Take it back, and when you learn to play, I'll hire you. And what he meant was, he says, I don't understand. You like my guitar playing. He said, but you're using a pick. And I noticed you don't use a pick.
Well, no, look, most of my guitar playing is finger style playing, for sure. It's and you're quite right. The Delta players always used their fingers. Often a thumb pick and one finger pick used to be the preferred method, but sometimes just no picks at all. Yeah.
I got a friend of mine over in Clarksdale. We worked quite a few gigs together. Mainly the boat shows over here, Super Chickon.
I'm looking forward to meeting him. Yeah.
He makes his own guitars.
I've actually seen a couple in Cathead. There's a store in Clarksdale
called Roger Stolley's.
Roger Stolley's, that's exactly right. Yeah, made out of jerry cans. I plunked one the other day. It was in open G tuning. It sounded really good.
He made one out of a cigar box. And, oh, gee, what a sound, man. you never know.
Well, I suppose if you could make diddly bows on the side of shacks with one piece of wire and a can, no reason why you can't make guitars out of jerry cans.
Let me do this commercial and we'll be right back.
Industrial equipment technology, just one of the many fields you could be a part of at Crowley's Ridge Technical Institute in Forest City.
Industrial equipment technology program consists of basic electricity, industrial electricity, hydraulics, pneumatics, welding and machine shop, and all phases of industrial maintenance safety. This program's geared towards the industrial maintenance in factory setting.
To find out more, call Crowley's Ridge Tech at 633-5411.
Ah, thanks, Rose, for that wonderful information, and good information at that. Take advantage of it. And our guest today on our program is the fine styling, and I like his style. We're talking about Mr. Andy Collins.
Thank you very much.
All the way from Cairns, Australia.
Thank you, Sonny.
Andy, I think we're about out of time, but you're going to be around for the fest over in Clarksdale, I think.
Yes, indeed, I will. I'll be around for that. Hopefully, I'll be playing in the street out the front of the Delta Amusement Cafe, and then after the festival, I'm heading on down to New Orleans. I'm going to be showcasing at the Cutting Edge music conference and Roots Music Gathering down there, and then I'll
That'll
be flying
be a lot
home.
Of fun.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that, and then flying home to Australia on the 24th of August after a wonderful tour in your country and a wonderful stay. Everybody in America has made me feel very, very welcome, and it's been I've been a real honor for me to be here today.
Are you homesick?
No, I'm not, because I'm having such a great time meeting, and great people like yourself. And, I'm hired a car today, and I'm driving around the Delta this afternoon, and I'm going to drive around to Rose Greenwood and Dockery Plantations and all those things. So, no, look, I could stay here forever.
I want to thank you so much for being on our program, and I take it, is this mine?
No, that I can't give
all
you that.
All the other two you gave me.
Yeah, though. The other two you got. That one there is still under wraps, but you've been the first person to broadcast that album, Way Down the River, which I hope to release sometime next year.
Andy, thanks so much.
Thanks for having
me,
Sam.
On our show. That'll do it for today, good neighbors, and we'll see you tomorrow at 12:15. Clyde, where are you? And then, until our next show, this is Sunshine Sunny Payne inviting you to tune in to King Biscuit Time each Monday through Friday for your favorite blues song.